And listen, we have another application that we'll be hearing now. But the board will bring this back on the agenda after the next application is heard.
Next application.
Case number 13191, Timothy D. Law and Michael Nepp seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of New Mexico Avenue. The 91 address is 4 New Mexico Avenue in Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 235, map 3.12, parcel 25. We have 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 10.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed deck.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Timothy Law, 4 New Mexico Avenue, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I appreciate you all taking the time this evening to listen to this. Seems like a request that's important to us, but I hope you guys can find the support to help us with it. So what I'm here today is seeking a variance to build a modest deck on the side of the house that will violate the street setback. It is a waterfront house in Broadkill Beach, so the addition of the deck is pretty consistent with the homes on the waterfront. They all have decks, so in terms of conformity to current structures and current looks, and we feel there will be no conflict there. As the young lady spoke, we do have 2 letters of support. They are from the immediate neighbors on the right and left, the only 2 that would actually see the deck unless you were on the beach. It will not violate the side yard setback. It's just the street setback that it violates. The reason that we're here is the existing setbacks consume about 50% of our house, which means that really anything that we want to do is going to require a variance, which we don't mind, but it's, you know, it is a house that we purchased. We didn't create this issue with the setbacks. And the reason, really, I guess, looking for a, what is the word? Distress, I'm sorry, what is the word? Hardship, sorry. Is that we really just want to take full advantage of the beautiful Delaware landscape. I mean, that's just, it's like, I liken it to standing in front of a candy store that you can't get into. It would be really nice to add the deck to the back of the house and take advantage of the view. That's it.
Just to clarify, you're looking for put an additional or a deck on the property that is only 4 feet wide?
It is 12 feet wide.
It's 12 feet across the front of the building, but 4 feet deep.
4 feet deep, okay. That is correct, yeah. I think there's another 4 feet that could go with, it would still stay within the setback, the side setback. Just asking for.
But the 12 feet is what is on the New Mexico Avenue side is what's.
No. It's the house is the street side, the entrance of the house is on New Mexico. It's
yes.
On the side of the house, the water side.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on the water side. I can show you.
Yeah, can you pull it? It's 129 of 121 of page 121 in the package. That one right there.
The deck goes here. Actually, wherever the house is in here, it's 12 foot would go this way.
Correct.
4 feet is that deep. These are the 2 neighbors that.
So there's not a neighbor on that side where the deck would be? There is no neighbor.
There's no neighbor here, no.
Yeah. No. Facing the beach.
So to clarify what I was asking, is the setback you're asking for toward the beach or is it toward New Mexico Avenue?
I see your question, understand your question. The variance that is, or the setback that it's violating is the front of the house. That's which is the street is a 30 foot.
New Mexico Avenue.
Correct, it's the New Mexico side that is causing.
Yeah, the front of the, the front portion of the deck, even though it doesn't protrude farther than the front part of the house, is within the building setback line.
And the front of the house is non-conforming, but no one has ever...
That's my understanding. Is that correct, Ms. Norwood? All the existing structures are non-conforming, exist prior to the zoning code?
Correct.
So would they, if they wanted to sell the house or something down the road, would they need to get a variance for that, not the part of the house that's non-conforming?
No. The way it exists...
It existed before.
Yeah, prior to zoning. It's, anything new you add on has to comply.
I have some questions, Mr. Chairman. I see you have a septic mound system in the rear of the property. Is there a drain field on the property as well, I presume? Or is it just all on that septic mound?
I believe it's all on that septic mound.
Okay. That looks like it takes up a large part of the property on the, I guess, the northwest side. Is that right?
That is correct.
And is there a gap between the edge of paving of New Mexico Avenue and the front property line? It appears to be from the site plan, but I could not quite tell.
Is there, I'm sorry.
So the...
Do you have the site plan? Pull that up.
So you see that, I know this one doesn't show the deck, but I don't think anything else has changed. There's a, you see where it says New Mexico Avenue?
Yes.
And there's a line there, and then there's a gap there in your front property line. Is that dark hashed line? It appears to be from the site plan. Is that a edge of paving of New Mexico Avenue?
It's a dirt.
It's a dirt road, okay.
And then there's gravel.
All right. Hit that microphone, Ms. Norwood.
It's parking. It's gravel parking, and then it's a dirt road.
Okay. I guess what I'm saying is that front part of the deck is likely farther than 20 feet from New Mexico Avenue as it's traversed. Is that right?
It's probably close to that.
Okay. All right. And then you can go back up there. And New Mexico Avenue terminates at your property, is that right? So it's not like there's a lot of traffic going back and forth on it. Do you have any flooding issues?
No, never.
Is there any steps or anything off of that deck, or is it just coming out of the house? And
the house.
So like the second floor or elevated part of the house?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? You have a seat in the front.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13191? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13191? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13191 for Mr. Timothy D. Law for the requested variance, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions as it's facing the beach, and it's been purchased as it sits. They're looking to add a small deck on the front of it, so the way the house has been already position is limited to them to where they can add additional resources, especially with the deck in the back, if they were trying to do it any other place where the mound and what have you sits. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exception of practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 5-0, case number 13191 approved. Good evening. Back to case number 13190 that we tabled till the end.